Welcome to the Self-Defined Human Podcast. I'm Michael Corman. This is a podcast about meditation, radical acceptance, music, art, all kinds of other cool things. This is the first episode. I don't know where we're going to go from here, but we'll find out. First episode is about the drama triangle and the empowerment dynamic. The drama triangle is invented by the psychologist Stephen Cartman. And I'll get into it in a little bit. The empowerment dynamic comes from David Emerald. Most of us look at life in terms of the drama triangle. So every interaction that you have with other people, you put yourself and you put other people into one of three roles. Okay, you're either the victim, or you're the persecutor, or you're a rescuer. You could think of this like you're a victim, a villain, or you're a hero. We're taught to do this. This is the way the culture is. This is the way we are. All the time. It's just how it is. We take it for granted. We don't even notice that we're doing this. It's a specific way of thinking about things, a specific way of structuring our reality. And we take it for granted. Just take it for granted. It's not a good thing or a bad thing. It's just a thing. Okay, it's just how we do it. The whole structure of our society is based on this concept. Based on the concept that you have the victim and you have a persecutor. And the persecutor is doing something bad to the victim. And the rescuer has to save the victim from the persecutor. We take it for granted. Everything we do, okay, you go to school and this is how it is. All these notions that we have about fairness, about justice, all these things are based on this idea that there's good guys and there's bad guys. There's victims and there's villains. And either we are a victim, or we are a villain, or we need to rescue the victims from the villains. You may say, well, obviously, right? Seems so obvious that this is just how it has to be. Because if somebody is suffering, then it means that somebody else is causing it. And if you can see that somebody's causing it, well, see, the thing is, what is the conclusion that you draw from that? When you see that somebody is suffering as a result of something that somebody else did, you know, the way that you link these two events together, it's up to you. It's not obvious. It's not just a foregone conclusion that this is how it's going to be. It's not. You think it is, right? I mean, why? Why do you do that? Like, you got to ask yourself this. You have to, like, take yourself to task here, okay? It's like, don't take this for granted. Like, that's a big mistake. Come on. Huge mistake. Don't take these things for granted. Like, you know, you're the one responsible for this. You're the one who's telling this story. Nobody wants to be a victim. Nobody wants to be called a victim. If I call you a victim, what happens? I become a persecutor immediately. If I tell you that you're letting someone else take advantage of you, if I tell you that you're the one who is responsible, you're the one who is the cause of your own suffering, you see me as a persecutor. Why is that? Why? I mean, why don't you want to hear that? I mean, I don't like hearing it either. I don't like hearing it. Nobody seems to like hearing this. You know, sometimes I'll say something, you know, somebody will think I'm saying that. It's like, because we know that it's not good to be a victim. We know that. But why is that the story you're telling? Why is the drama triangle the story that you're telling? Why do you put everything into that framework, into that little triangle? Why? Why is that the way it has to be? You know, the way that you interpret events, the way that, you know, you take the things that happen, the things that actually happen, okay, that you could observe objectively, and you string them together, you connect the dots, and you make a story out of it. You find some interpretation of it. Your mind does this automatically. You don't necessarily even know that you're doing it. You don't know why you're doing it. Most people don't ever think about this kind of thing. Just don't think about it. It just happens. And this is how you've been conditioned. This is how you've heard people talk around you. These are the stories that you've read. This is what you've seen on TV. This is the behavior that has been modeled for you since you were a little kid. This is what happened. These are the roles that people play. And these are the rules that they follow and that they have to follow, and that when something happens, these are the consequences that must follow. We blame people for things. When something bad happens, we blame somebody. We say that it's somebody's fault. We say that they deserve something. I didn't invent these words, okay? I didn't. Stop, not me. You're the one who invented these words. I didn't. You did. You. You, not me. Has nothing to do with me, because I don't speak that language. That's my choice. But you do, right? Why? Because you want to be a rescuer, right? You obviously don't want to be a victim, but sometimes you're forced to, right? If somebody does something to you, somebody offends you, somebody says something that you don't like. Oh, no, Michael. It's not that I don't like it. It's that it's an offensive thing. It's inherently offensive. Uh-huh. Yep. Inherently offensive. No, the problem is that you don't like it. You don't like it. Why? Because it's your preference. You would prefer that those things weren't said to you. Okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. That's not even true. You prefer that these things are said to you. That's why you get so excited when somebody says it, when somebody offends you. You love that. Why? Because now you get to be the rescuer and you get to save the world from that person. From that evildoer, you get to jump to the rescue. Mm-hmm. You want me to offend you. You're just waiting for it. You're just itching for it. Uh-huh. That's great. So you want to be a victim. You want to be a rescuer. But you don't want anybody to call you that. You don't want to be called a victim. Do you want to be called a rescuer? I don't know. You tell me. What about a persecutor? Do you want that? Do you want to be a persecutor? Of course not. Of course not. Nobody wants to be that. Because you see that as a, that's an evil thing, right? When you're a persecutor, that means that you're bad. That means you deserve punishment. You did something wrong. Because you made somebody else suffer. Think of all the ways that you spend your day, that you spend your time and energy trying to avoid being the persecutor. How's that happen? How much time do you spend on that? People spend a lot of time on that. And when you can't do it, when you do something accidentally and it causes suffering, what happens? You beat yourself up about that. You feel guilty about that. You feel ashamed about that. You try to fix it. You're spending all your time doing this because you don't want to be a persecutor. That's a bad thing too. I mean, is this fun? Is this fun for you to live your life that way? In that drama triangle? I doubt it very much. So there's an alternative. The alternative is the empowerment dynamic. This is invented by David Emerald. You should check out this book he's got, The Power of TED. I don't know how he says it. The Power of TED Star? I don't know. It's a confusing title. But it's a good book. The Empowerment Dynamics is an alternative to the Drama Triangle. In the Empowerment Dynamic, we've got three roles as well. And we've got the creator, the challenger, and the coach. Creator, challenger, coach. So instead of the victim, we've got the creator. Instead of the persecutor, we've got the challenger. And instead of the rescuer, we have the coach. These are three roles which are much more productive. Because you see, you are a creator. You are the creator of the universe, the whole universe, everything. May as well accept it. You may as well own that. May as well claim it. I am the creator. I am God. Is that offensive? Does that offend you? Yeah, of course it offends you. Because you don't want to be a creator. Why is that? Because creators have a lot of responsibility. See, calling you a creator, if you're stuck in the drama triangle and I call you a creator, that's equivalent to me calling you a victim. Because now I'm calling you to task. And I'm asking you, hey, why haven't you been creating? Why have you been spending all your time running away from persecutors? Why has that been occupying all of your time? When I call you a creator, you're forced to confront that. You're forced to ask yourself, hey, why haven't I been making the universe that I want to make? Why haven't I been making the world into the world that I want to live in? And because you're stuck in the drama triangle, to you, this is a horrible thing. It's a horrible thing to be called out for that. See, I don't see it that way. I don't see it as a horrible thing. You know, sometimes I'm a victim. You can call me a victim, that's okay. You can ask me, hey, Michael, why haven't you been creating? Yeah, I don't know. You know, sometimes I'm lazy. Sometimes I'm tired. Sometimes I'm scared of something. Sometimes I'm hungry. That's fine. It's fine for me. Because when I notice that I'm in the drama triangle, I step outside of it. You know, I don't see myself as a victim. I don't see other people as persecutors. I don't see myself as a persecutor. I don't think anybody needs to be rescued. I don't. You know, it's a game. The whole thing's a game. I always think about Marshall Rosenberg, the founder of nonviolent communication, who says, don't do anything that isn't play. That's the idea. Don't do anything that isn't play. See, it's not that serious, but you want it to be so serious. Like, remember when you were a kid, like, you created a lot. Kids are very creative. All day long creating things. That's how I was. I don't need to give you examples of that. You know it's true. But then we become adults, and what happens? It's not even when we're adults. This happens, I don't know, maybe 9 years old or so. We get fearful. We get really scared, and we see that the purpose of life is to follow rules and not break the rules and not be in the wrong, not be the ones who are to blame for anything. Because we want to be right. So we invent these religions where we learn how to be saved because we have this compulsive need to be in the right. We got to be saved. We have to be the ones that the teacher can't look at it and say, you're the one. You're the one who broke the rule. You're the one who needs to stay after class. You're the one who has to clean up this mess because you did it. You caused it. You're responsible for all this pain and suffering. And if you don't fix it, there's going to be consequences later on. There's consequences after you're dead. There's going to be consequences. You're going to be stuck in eternal damnation forever. That's how bad it's going to get. That's how future fixated you are. you imagine this infinite future where you're going to be suffering the whole time. That's what it's like for you. Because you're so obsessed with this idea that I need to follow the rules. I need to find the right way to follow those rules, to fix those rules, whatever. That's your thing. Because you don't see it as a game. You see it as something that has dire consequences. See, in a game, when the game's over, okay, game over. Put it away, go do something else, come back to it when you want to play again. Because it's a game. You know it's just a game. That's how it is. It's fine. No problem. But when you make things serious, then you can't do that. Because you're attached to it. You have to stay in it. You have to stay in the game even after it's over. When you die in the game, you're dead in real life. So you better not let that happen. That's how you look at it. Big mistake. So you can be a creator. Just be a creator. Like, you're the one who gets to decide what happens. See, this changes the way you look at everything else. See, a victim doesn't look at it that way. A victim doesn't have choices about what the victim creates. A victim is only responding to what happens. And in a way where it's like, I, as the victim, I need to keep other things. I need to keep everyone else at bay. Like, that's the victim is only concerned with maintaining stability. That's it. Because the whole story that the victim tells is, well, I was just going about my business, just doing my thing, just trying to relax, just trying to have a good time. And then you came along and messed everything up for me. That's the story the victim tells. I was just doing nothing. And then you messed it up. You know, what's so great about nothing? Like, why do you tell that story? Why is that the story? Like, that's the ideal state, is that I'm just doing nothing, just minding my own business. But see, what if, you know, you're going to be spending a lot of time after you're dead doing nothing. See, this is the chance you have right here to do something. You know, these few years that you have where you could potentially do something. But no, you're just complaining about how no one's letting you do nothing. I mean, come on. That's ridiculous. You can do whatever you want. But see, now you have some responsibility, because you can't, if you're the creator, you can't look at other people as persecutors or rescuers. You can't. Because that doesn't have any importance anymore. Because the persecutor is saying, well, when you look at somebody as a persecutor, that's what they're doing. They're messing you up, okay? But you see, you're the one who's deciding what happens because you're the creator. So the persecutor now becomes the challenger. The persecutor is somebody who is, it becomes the task. It's the task. Like, that's what you're doing, you know? That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing, is you are confronting challengers. See, there's no adventure otherwise. It just isn't. You know, think of any great adventure story. Just imagine there were no obstacles on the path. Like, well, what is that? Nothing. It's nothing. The only reason that the story means anything is because of the obstacles. If you just stay at home, you have nothing. There's no story. It doesn't mean anything. You don't grow. You don't change. You don't learn anything. So you see, the challengers are good things. They're good guys. They're not bad guys. See, the victim is the bad guy. The victim is the one who says, no, we're not going to go on an adventure. We're not going to grow. We're not going to learn. We're not going to change. And it's good to be a challenger, you say. So you don't want to be a persecutor because you don't want to hurt other people. But so the challenger doesn't mind hurting other people, because the challenger knows that by hurting other people, you're helping them grow. They might not see it that way, because if they're stuck in the drama triangle, they're not going to appreciate that. But so what? So what? See, you are a creator. They are a creator. And you see it that way. When you're in the empowerment dynamic, you just see it that way. If they don't want to be a creator, if they say, no, I'm a victim, you don't even hear it. You don't hear it. You treat them as creators, whether they know it or not, whether they admit to it or not. And they can't have rescuers either, because no one needs to be rescued. See, the challenger is a good guy. When the creator is hurt by the challenger, that's a good thing. So the rescuer becomes the coach. The coach's job is to help the creator create. It's not to save the creator from anything. The creator doesn't need to be saved. The creator is God. You don't need to save God from anything. You need to help God do God's work. So check it out, Empowerment Dynamic. It's a lot of fun. I think you might like it. Kind of blew my mind when I first heard about it. So hopefully some of that has happened to you as well. See you next time.